Spectrum Business keeps real businesses, like Rise Bakery, connected.
As a business owner, my Spectrum services help simplify my day. Everything we do is easier knowing that we've got a reliable connection. And it helps our business just run really smoothly. Even though our techniques are very ancient, we rely just as heavily on technology. Spectrum allows my business to go from surviving to thriving.
Keep your business running smoothly with Spectrum Internet, starting at $40 a month. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
5:30 on a Thursday, WEEI afternoons. That means one thing. Quiz with Stiz and the reigning champion, Ted Johnson.
That's right, boys. You know the name. You know the game. It is Stiz. It is Quiz with Stiz.
Whoa, hold on a second. Whoa, is this Dick Clark on the line? Wow.
Nailed
it. This is amazing. Whoa, Tom Bergeron, get out of the producer's box and let Stiz back in.
Give me that pin. Give me a hit of that pin.
All right, boys. Tonight, Andy will go up against our current champion, Ted Super Bowl Johnson, who had an amazing, amazing game last week. And before I give you tonight's theme, I'll pass it off to my behind-the-glass brethren, Dan Ball, to give you some ground rules.
Thank you, Stiz. So the Quizmaster has picked a topic for this week. He will ask the host a question. If that host gets it wrong, the other host will have the chance to steal. And if neither get it, we do still have our multiple choice answers, right, Stiz?
Yes, that's right.
Okay, just making sure. We discussed that behind the scenes. He will ask 10 questions. Best score after the 10 questions wins. And we have some new rules that have been so lovingly taped to the glass here in the production studio.
Ted Putin over here is apparently taking over.
I will read them near verbatim.
Ted Jong-un.
Rules for Quiz with Stiz. Rule number one, no bitching.
Seems fair.
Who's that to?
Rule number two, no complaining, which
who's
is kind of the
two?
Same
seems
thing.
Fair.
Number three, no accusatory comments. Number four, no self-victimization. Good use of that.
Oh my God,
and then
this one is
starred. Stop being a meow and play the game with an exclamation point
like
at
it.
The end.
I like it. I'll allow it.
Fitzy's not even playing today. I don't know why all these rules for Fitzy.
I'll allow it.
All right, I'll send it back over to the Quizmaster himself, my man Stiz.
That's right. Thank you, Dan. And we normally would have the third contestant be a lifeline. However, due to tonight's theme, it would not be fair because we have a film nerd as the third contestant, Nick Stevens. So the NYU graduate can't participate because he would just get all these right and it wouldn't be fair.
You never know.
Thank you, but at the same time, I appreciate that, Stiz. Good luck to all of you. Signed, Hans Zimmer.
That's right. And so before I give you tonight's theme, Teddy, you won last week. Heads or tails?
I'm going to say tails.
And it didn't fail again tonight, so you will go first.
Okay.
And tonight's theme for the Quiz with Stiz is movie themes.
Okay.
Movie themes, and each question will have an audio clue. So we will play you an audio clue.
You said movie themes?
Themes.
So you can't guess the movie.
You need the movie. No. You need to guess the movie that the theme is from. Okay.
The theme. Okay.
All right, Teddy, you're going to go first. Are you ready for your first clue?
I'm ready, bub.
All right, here we go.
Okay. Ooh. That sounds old. That sounds like an old sounding kind of scary.
Sounds
kind of mysterious. Kind of
yeah. To keep that
it does sound like it's a recent movie. It's an old movie with a kind of a edge to it.
All right, Teddy, I got to give you 5 seconds.
Is it totally out of the dark? Is it Psycho? The movie Psycho?
Oh no, sorry.
Oh no, okay.
Andrew.
Sounded like an ice cream truck to me. I agree with Ted. I think it's probably from the horror genre or something.
Like
how about I don't know. Nightmare on Elm Street. I got no idea.
Andy, you are wrong.
I hate you.
This hurts so much, I resign from life.
All right, Ted. Was that theme from A, Captain America, B, Wicked, or C, Harry Potter?
We were wrong.
Wow.
Very wrong.
What was the first one?
Captain America.
No, it's got to be... Wow, I'm going to say C, Harry Potter. I mean, D. Yeah, C.
C, Harry Potter. Yeah. You are right.
All right, all right.
He's
all
on
right.
the board, ladies.
No, he guessed
the great
D.
John Williams.
There is no D, and he guessed D.
Hey, no, number three, no accusatory comments.
That's right. That's right. You have just been fined a point. All right, Andy, are you ready for your audio clue?
Probably not, but go ahead.
All right, here we go.
I feel like it's the opening of a broadcast.
I mean, it's
not like
it's actually been used a lot of times, Andy, in sports broadcasts.
Oh, okay, because that definitely sounds like a broadcast.
Highlight reels, getting people all hyped for games.
Something about movies that get you hyped, maybe. I don't know.
Chariots of Fire.
Chariots of Fire.
You can't be serious.
I don't know.
No. Chariots of Fire has
super
the most
unclose
score ever.
Big Johnson.
Excuse me.
That is, oh man, that feels like a like an Avenger movie.
Oh no!
Okay,
Andrew.
Wait, I already guessed. No, now I get.
Oh, that's right. Multiple choice.
Jesus,
was it A?
I can tell you how to do your job.
A. RoboCop. B. Pirates of the Caribbean. Or C. Spider-Man.
I'll tell you.
He makes a different noise after every option. I'll go RoboCop.
And I'll go wrong. Ted.
That's B.
Pirates of the Caribbean.
There we go.
That movie has screwed me in consecutive
twice. I gave you the answer. I went, oh.
You made noises after each one. How am I supposed to know which one means it's the right answer?
Each noise was told you what I thought of you.
All right, Ted, are you ready?
Hey, number four, no self-victimization.
There you go.
Shut your hole.
All right, Teddy, here we go. Your audio clue.
Sounds like the last one.
I was going to say, is this the same clip? I'm terrible at this. Pornhub.
Can I get a redo? Yeah. Oh, that sounds very... That's an Avenger move. That's the Avengers right
the
there.
The Avengers... He's got it.
There we go. There
Boy,
we go.
Ted.
He's got it.
Also, it's good to know that you got something right as our resident Thanos.
You sure?
That's right.
Thank you. Yes.
You sure it's not from Chariots of Fire?
No.
I like being Thor, though. Can I be Thor?
You want to be Thor?
But yes. I do. The Thanos, I get that. I totally get the
snap your
big
fingers. We're all dead.
Forehead. Yeah,
Ted, Brolin. if you reach your hand out, does Mjolnir just come streaking to you across the room?
I wish.
All right, Andy, here comes your audio clip.
Come on, Andy. Let's go, bro.
Oh, Andy, come on.
Andy, get it right. I guarantee that you've seen this movie 100 times.
Come on.
100 times I've seen it?
Oh, at least.
Dude, it's one of...
Real businesses like Malibu Apothecary rely on Spectrum to keep them connected.
We're a fragrance company, but we also have a lot of technology that we use. Spectrum is really the backbone of any of the business we do here. Having a reliable, fast internet service that can fit my budget is really great. I traded a 9 to 5 for a 5 to 9. It's a lot of work, but I love it.
Spectrum Business Internet starts at $40 a month when bundled. Learn more at spectrum.com/business. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
The greatest movies of all. Hey, it is literally the movie poster for it says The Return of the Great Adventure.
Stop giving them clues.
Sorry, Ted. I owe you one.
Star Wars.
Oh, ooh, Star Wars.
Same era.
Teddy Ted.
That feels like a little bit like Raiders of the Lost Ark, right?
Indiana Jones.
This is rigged against me.
Rigged. Here we go.
Here it is.
Here we
go. Which rule is he breaking now, Dan?
Number one and number two somehow.
When do I get the category like street names in the town of darkness? I mean, he's a movie buff.
Oh, man.
The guy dresses up in blue every Halloween.
Teddy, here comes your audio clue.
Get to me.
Is there a time limit?
This is
was so rigged.
I needed to hear that.
You're done.
That's the part
I needed the end.
I needed to hear that.
This isn't 3-point stance. It doesn't go for a minute.
I saw this movie, guys, in 1997. I was sitting in the front row with my ex-girlfriend in Colorado, and I couldn't believe.
It's a great story.
Jurassic Park.
Great story.
And a point. Great story and a great
movie. What happened to the time limit? Just
well, some of the audio clues.
He is devouring you like he's a T-Rex and you're on the toilet.
I'd just like to go back to the more likely scenario.
Stop me.
10-0 is in play.
We have an offer from a studio over. Christian Arcan is offering to tap in for you.
I'll take any help I can get at this point.
All right, Andy, here comes your next audio clue.
I am going to reduce, reuse, and recycle. What? I'm just going to be honest and guess Star Wars again.
Star Wars. Didn't we play a game one time and he kept guessing
guys,
that thing? And
wait, this just in. Deadline.com. Hollywood shuts down due to sadness.
Is any of these the answer Star Wars?
No, I didn't do Star Wars because I thought that would be too easy. And some of these are very easy.
I stink at this.
This also is one of my 10 favorite movies. And I bet it is one of yours too, Andy.
Big Teddy J?
I have no idea. So I'm going to guess. I know I'm right. Apollo 13.
Oh, no. Sorry. Andy.
Great movie, though.
Failure is an option, Dan.
A, The Dark Knight.
I have an idea.
B, Wolverine.
C, Superman.
No.
Ow!
He's wrong. C, Back to the Future.
So, Dark Knight,
Wolverine, Back to the Future.
I'll stick with C, Back to the Future.
He got it.
Oh! Yes!
Oh, Bubba.
All right.
Oh, boy. Way to go, man.
This is the worst ever.
There you go.
I can't believe I couldn't.
All right, Teddy, are you ready for your next audio clue?
I'm waiting for a good one. Oh!
Oh, man, Twitch, please get Ted.
Psycho.
That's right.
And we have a new meme if they got that on Twitch.
That's all it is, just the knife. Psycho. Oh, my gosh, that sound.
Awesome. Good job, Ted.
Thank you.
All right, Andy.
Yes?
Your next audio clue.
Sounds like the ice cream truck from the first one. I feel water.
Ooh.
I feel like water.
I think.
But it can't be Pirates of the Caribbean because we already did that one.
There are other water movies.
Super sad Pirates of the Caribbean.
No one watched Waterworld.
Is it even worth telling you have 5 seconds?
Field of Dreams.
Oh, no.
No.
Big Teddy J.
Classic water movie, Field of Dreams.
In the cornfield of Iowa.
Guys, I'll be honest. I have no clue.
All righty.
Give me multiple choice, baby.
Was that A, Forrest Gump, B, E.T., or C, The Neverending Story?
Which is also the name of this game.
I know. The audio clues, I guess I should have shortened.
I love them.
Forrest Gump was a shrimp boat guy, so there was water. Forrest Gump!
Nailed it.
Good job, buddy.
Nailed it.
Comeback is on, baby.
You got to trust
your
instincts
more. I love watching him work that out in his head. All right. Ted.
That's a terrifying process.
Ted, here comes your next audio clue.
All right. Come on.
I hate that he knows them so quickly.
This is a classic.
Classic.
Yeah,
the good, the bad, and the ugly.
And a point for Teddy.
Come on, man. This is a classic.
By the great Ennio Morricone.
Haven't seen it, and we could have said, Andy, you get 1 million guesses. That would have not been in my 1 million guesses.
That to me was the most obvious one of all of them.
Really? I noticed that when you started beating the desk and playing along.
And Nick gets the composer, so that's why he
Yeah, but that's different.
Tonight.
He's, like, what'd you call him, a film school nerd earlier or whatever?
Cinephile.
Yeah.
Film nerd.
Yeah.
All right, the last clue, Andy, for you.
I didn't get shut out. I just want to
say. Yeah, no, you didn't. I think
good
you got
job.
Two or three.
Good job.
Here we go.
Little events.
Patronizing me now. Rain Man's playing the piano over here. Like, what?
The name of the song is Tubular Bells, Andy. That doesn't help.
That doesn't help? What is it, Blue Man Group?
I threw him a mercy line. Sorry.
Exercise is good for you, Andy.
You need one of these performed on you.
The Exorcist?
Hey!
Yeah!
He's got it.
I barely got good it with job. Help.
Good job, funny, boys. Man. Teddy clearly kicked your ass, but that's how... Quiz with Stiz is played. Thank you for playing.
Okay, I think we've learned one thing. Ted, I don't know if you've ever heard the original Quiz with Stiz that had audio files. They were...
I loved them.
Oh, no, he heard that one. Yeah,
I was terrible at it. Clearly, my ears stink. My ears don't work.
Dolby.
I don't remember sound.
Dolby, that's what it was.
Yeah.
That was the one guessing. Where I was getting texts from my kids. It's Pornhub, Dad. It's Pornhub. That's Pornhub.
I'm not going to lie. I would put... totally different movies for the scores. I mean, you left out.
Yeah.
You left out Shawshank Redemption.
Oh, wait, don't. Hey, listen. Another game.
With wolves.
Another game.
Wait, how does he have a list of movies over here?
The best score.
What the hell's going on here?
The best score of all time is
Star Wars.
No. what's the
program?
I can't even. Now you guys got me all
the movie Blow. That has a great
Daniel
soundtrack.
Daniel Day-Lewis, the Indian.
Last of the Mohicans, one of the best soundtracks ever. Yes.
Wait, why does he have a list of movies?
He likes movies.
James Newton Howard. I hate myself.
Something stinks right now in this studio.
Number one, no bitching.
Something doesn't pass the sniff test. Anyway, Ted Johnson is now 2-0, undefeated champion here on Quiz 3-0. Quiz with Stiz. So it's now king of the court, right? So he stays on.
He'll stay on. He'll battle Nick next
week. Nick next Thursday, 5:30.
If the bitching continues, I don't know.
Up next on WEEI Afternoons, it's odds and ends times where we have some interesting audio where there was a late addition to Tight Ends University in Nashville. That's up next here on WEEI Afternoons.
Spectrum Business keeps real businesses, like Rise Bakery, connected.
As a business owner, my Spectrum services help simplify my day. Everything we do is easier knowing that we've got a reliable connection. And it helps our business just run really smoothly. Even though our techniques are very ancient, we rely just as heavily on technology. Spectrum allows my business to go from surviving to thriving.
Keep your business running smoothly with Spectrum Internet, starting at $40 a month. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.